Good morning, church. It's pretty awesome to be here this morning. This pretty lady sitting in front here is my fiance, Zandri. I'm getting there, I'm going to get it. So today I have the privilege to preach for the first time in Malpa Strand. And yeah, I must say it's pretty nerve-wracking standing in front of all of you guys. But yeah, I trust the Lord has a plan of everything. And I trust that when I preach, that this would be something that will stir your hearts to get closer to God and to, just to see Him for who He is. Just a bit of a personal story. This past December, we went to Namibia, Zandri and myself and my parents. And it's quite far the drive, 2,000 kilometers. And on the road, as we were driving, we saw this beautiful double rainbow. And I said to Zandri, like, this is the first time. I tried to get a picture so that you guys can see. There is another layer going on top of that one. But I said to Zandri in the moment, I was like, yo, this is pretty awesome. I haven't actually seen a rainbow like this in Namibia. So for me, it was also a first. So I felt in the moment that, while me and Zandri was just like processing it, we couldn't help but smile and just kind of take in, that we need to remind ourselves to trust the all-knowing God and His promises for us. So throughout the Bible, we see countless testimonies of God's goodness and His plans, and many of them are beyond human understanding. So if I can take you through a few, if we look at Noah and the ark, and how he trusted the Lord even though there was drought for many years, Abram and Sarah who got a child and they were beyond childbearing age. And then if we look at Moses and how he actually took the Israelites from Egypt and just kind of like rescuing God's people because he had the confidence to do so. And then I can go on, there's many more, there's Daniel, there's David, all of them stood firm by faith. So now think about this, have you ever considered what they went through? Is it really that different in what we face today? The situations for me, it might seem different than what they went through, but it's the same situations. It just looks different for us right in this moment in time, and it's the same enemy. And it's the same need of faith. And my question is, for all of you, is do you have the confidence in the all-knowing God? And what does it mean to have confidence in the all-knowing God? For myself, I've been processing the past few months, and I was like, Lord, what have you been doing? What have you been showing me? And there's so much stuff that I felt like the Lord's revealed to me, which I felt like, did I trust Him in this? Did I trust Him in that? There's a lot of like small moments where I felt like I saw Him, and then I'm like, then there's days where I felt like I'm quite far from Him. And if we don't have faith and we can't trust Him to give us the confidence, doubt and fear creeps in. Sometimes we want to start a new job. We want to choose a church. We want to try a new sport. We want to pray for someone, or we want to bring a prophetic word, or even ask someone to marry you, which was my case. These are all big steps. And the heroes in the Bible faced even bigger ones. But it was the faith that gave them the confidence to step out. So I want to read you a scripture, Hebrews 11, 1 to 2, which is one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible. And it's something that I feel is so necessary to read a few times over and over again to stir you to step up, step out, and grow. Hebrews 11:1-2 says, "Now faith is the confidence in what we hope for, and assurance about what we do not see. This is what the angels were commended for." I'll read that again. "Now faith is the confidence in what we hope for, and the assurance of what we do not see." Yeah, if I just look at myself, just standing here in front of all of you, it takes faith to stand here. It takes faith to step out and be part of God's plan. And it is awkward, it is weird standing here, but I know the Lord's got a plan, it's great. And I'm like, I need to gain the confidence from Him. Yeah, my lips are dry and I'm struggling to speak a bit. But I truly believe He gives the confidence. It doesn't matter if the flesh is weak. I trust Him to do what He needs to do. So there's a few questions that I want you guys to ask yourself, and it would be good if you write them down. And the one is, do you truly see Him as the all-knowing God? Maybe just drink some water. The second one is, do you trust Him to know what is best for you? And the last one is, what is stopping you from having confidence in Him? I've realized that we just continuously doubt, and I feel like God's goodness didn't stop in the Bible. It's still present today. And I feel like testimonies is a way of stirring faith amongst us to build confidence in the King of Kings. But yet, we forget so easily. We forget answered prayers. We forget about healings. We forget about provision. And we forget about doors and promotions. God does so much when we sleep. So why do we still doubt? I want to remind you of a scripture, Matthew 14:29-31, where Jesus said to Peter, "Come." Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink. "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" I want to remind you guys that Peter was focused on Jesus when Jesus called him. But when he started looking at the wind and all the distractions, all the things around him, he began to sink. He lost faith. He doubted. I can sometimes deeply relate to Peter. I constantly find myself processing things with the Lord, and I'm like, "Yo, Lord, why do I doubt? You've showed me so many times about your goodness." I just realized sometimes when I doubt, but I still stepped out in faith, it produced more growth than I could ever imagine. And I feel like today is one of those days where I just step out and I bring a word and just share what I feel like the Lord wants to do for His church. So today's message for me, I felt for you guys, it's not a teaching, it's an encouragement. And I want to give you 5 things that can help you build faith in God. So I hope you guys are ready and writing it down. Number 1, journal. Write and process your days with God. What stood out? What did He say? How did you feel? If something significant happens, write dates. They matter. Write them down. Mark it. If there's a miracle, like for me, like the rainbow, it was something small, but I wrote about it. And I said to the Lord, that was a reminder for me about how good He is. It doesn't matter what you see. If it's something small, but He shows it to you and He actually opens your eyes to it, write it down. He's speaking to you. It's important so that you can remember it for later when you doubt. Number 2, speak to Him. God is real. He desires a relationship. When we stop speaking to Him, doubt creeps in. Number 3, speak about Him. Share His goodness. Testify. Build one another up as the body of Christ. Number 4, read your Bible. God's heart is revealed there. The beauty, the consistency, the cross-referencing between books. It all points to His love and His heart for us. Number 5, pray and pray some more. Prayer builds faith and realigns us with the one who knows it all. When God feels distant, we must speak to Him. And if we don't hear Him, we can open our journals and remind ourselves of His faithfulness. Write about the rainbows or anything small when you felt you encountered God. Writing makes it tangible. Reading your own testimony builds faith. I truly hope that these 5 points will help you guys. I believe the closer we draw to God in all our situations and what we face, we will realize that His plans for us is really, really good. The Bible has so much proof of that. So keep on reading, keep on praying, journal, and speak about Him. Testify, speak to Him, build a relationship. He wants you to be the first one you speak to in the mornings when you wake up. If you journal, it doesn't have to be about, the coffee was lekker. Write about how you've experienced your day. Like, today I felt good. I felt like I saw Him in this person when I met this person at the coffee shop, how they spoke to me. You can write about when you looked at the waves today, you felt you are reminded of His good and perfect heart for you and how much grace He has for you. There's so much ways to remind yourself of how good He is and how all-knowing He is. For me, I always say, like, when I write down, I'm like, Your Lord, what do You want to tell me today? What is there that I need to write down so I can remember Your goodness and Your plans? And I find myself many times when I'm going through a rough time or when things are not as good and my emotions are all over the place, because that happens to us. We all are human. But I'm reminded to go back to my journals and look at all the places where I'm marked of His goodness and His heart and where He's done stuff, what I've been praying for a very long time. So my encouragement today for you guys are to trust Him in all of His ways and what He's got planned for this year ahead. And I feel like this year is going to be a really big year for all of us. I feel like it's going to be a year of growth and stepping out. I feel like it's going to be a year of finding Him more in the situations. And I felt like last year, I don't know how it felt for you guys, but I felt like 2025 went like this. And I feel like this year is going to be even faster. I feel like we need to draw him really close so that we can actually experience him for who he is and his plans. And for him to keep us calm in the situations where we feel like everything is just falling apart. I hope it's good. Are you guys still fine? Yeah, so my prayer for us as a church and a body, even the visitors, is that I really want you guys to have confidence in God. I really want you guys to step out wherever you are, whether it's in church, whether it's outside in the world, to just know that you know he's got a plan. And no matter what happens, he's still with you and he hasn't left you. And I want to leave you guys with this scripture, which I felt the Lord has put on my heart for you guys. It's John 14, verse 12. Whoever believes in me will do the works I've been doing, and I will do even greater things than these. I really believe that the Lord's got a plan for each of us. No matter what it looks like, it's a good plan. It says that in the scriptures. It's a really good plan, and he's a good father. And I want you guys to know that the more we pull him closer, he will reveal himself to us. And we will have confidence, and we will step out, and we'll be a people that's living such lives that we will be the salt and the light of this earth. And we'll bring many people to him. So this is my preach for today. I hope it stirred you guys to trust him.